It is Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. And unless I miss my guess, the actual calendar start of winter. And 5 days until Christmas celebrations. A light dusting of snow or maybe an inch would be nice for the big day, but please, Mother Nature, no big storms there. Not necessary and just amount to overkill. A white Christmas would be nice. Today, the mayor of Springfield and the HHS secretary have issued a warning and a reminder to all relative to COVID and Omicron and to mask requirements. They're popping up in towns and cities all over. And we have a note about student loans. And Mark Auerbach points out some holiday diversion for you. First, we'll check the weather. Partly to mostly sunny today. Once again, a high of 40 to 44. So how would you know it's the first day of winter, right? Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 18 to 24. That's how you'll know. Well, as the deadening effect, the rise in COVID rate has on almost all activities, this report from our public schools. Springfield Public Schools have announced yesterday afternoon that there will be a temporary pause on all winter sports beginning today, the 21st. There is no word on when winter sports will resume. But school and health officials will reconvene to discuss the topic after the holiday break. Now, responding to deep concerns regarding the surge in COVID cases, the mayor and his HHS commissioner, Helen Calton Harris, took to the podium at City Hall yesterday to outline their renewed attack on COVID.
One, we're going to flood or blitz the city with testing kits. They will be available in numerous areas. Our libraries, our senior centers. We're also going to be working with our business community to have those testing kits out there. Two, we're going to continue to hammer away on people getting vaccinated. There's no excuses. We have our own city sites. We have partnerships with our community partners, whether Caring Health Center. We do it St. John's Church. Also, your pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens, and I'll go into that a little more. That is the key. The important aspect here is that we have to get our vaccination numbers up. We are about 56% of the total city fully vaccinated. We are lagging in the African American or Black community, but specifically in the Latino community. We're playing catch up now that we have the vaccines for our students from 5 and above, and we continue to vaccinate with parental permission in our schools. That number is rising. We're behind the 8-ball on that because we had to await the vaccine. On the school side, Superintendent Warwick has requested the National Guard to come in to assist our nursing staff with those duties of testing. And also with the vaccinations. Speaking with Superintendent Warwick last night, he's also requested the National Guard to help out with the school bus situation on the shortage of school bus drivers. I believe that the school department through Superintendent Warwick will be announcing very shortly some changes in our athletic endeavors also, but I'll let them announce that.
Springfield Mayor Sarno. ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach shares an awareness with us now on the impact of COVID on theater offerings from here to Broadway. Mark?
As we roll into holiday week, Shakespeare and Company has announced 3 titles for its 2022 season. Lisa Peterson and Dennis O'Hare's An Iliad, Homer's epic poem turned into a solo performance, begins to run June 3rd indoors at the Tina Packer Playhouse. Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing opens outdoors July 2nd at the New Spruce Theater, and the Bard's Measure for Measure runs indoors beginning August 19th. Other offerings will be announced in the new year. For details, shakespeare.org. The Berkshire Box Society returns to live performances with 9-time Grammy Award winner Eugene Drucker leading the ensemble in performances of Bach's complete Brandenburg Concerti New Year's Eve at the Mahaley Center for the Performing Arts in Great Barrington, and Sunday, January 2nd at Northampton's Academy of Music. For details, berkshirebach.org. Connecticut Lyric Opera's production of Strauss's Die Fledermaus will feature the Connecticut Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra, Ballet Hartford, and two Palabolas dancers, Casey Howes and Jacob Warren, in the performance December 30th at the Bushnell. The comic opera's second act features a New Year's Eve ball, which features dance. For details, bushnell.org. It's your last chance to catch some Hollywood favorites. Theater Works' Christmas on the Rocks, the zany show that twists all of your favorite Christmas tales, runs through Thursday. For tickets, twhartford.org. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, continues at Hartford Stage through Sunday. For tickets to that, hartfordstage.org. Irving Berlin's White Christmas wraps up Thursday. For tickets, berkshiretheatergroup.org. And The Majestic's Home for the Holidays with Brad Shepard ends its run tomorrow. For tickets, majestictheater.com. And just in from the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, their interim executive director, John Ahnes, resigned. No successor has been named at this point. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, if you have not yet made plans for your Christmas and New Year's travels, you may not want to wait any longer. Roughly 1 in 3 Americans are expected to travel for the holidays, and with the vast majority relying on cars to get them to their destination, AAA is already warning of delays on our roadways. And while gas costs $1.25 more per gallon this year compared to last year, AAA estimates over 100 million Americans are planning to get to their holiday destination via cars. In 2020, just 78.5 million hit the road for Christmas and New Year's. AAA reports only marginal travel delays are expected throughout holiday week. But major metro areas may see travel take twice, or in some cases 3 times, as long as normal. As of yesterday, American International College has reverted to an indoor mask requirement. University officials said the mandate is being put back in place as they anticipate students' departure for winter break and return next semester. Exceptions include if a student is in their assigned dorm room or if an employee is alone in their private office. The mask mandate will be in effect until January 30th, 2022, regardless of vaccination status. Well, Merry Christmas from the Fed. The forbearance of student loan repayments will end January 31st, 2022, with payments resuming February 1st, 2022 for millions of Americans. According to studentaid.gov, you will receive a billing statement or other notice at least 3 weeks before your payment is due, so it is important to make sure your contact information is accurate. And as you prepare for student loan payments to resume, you can also consider applying for an income-driven repayment plan that would make your payments more affordable. The Federal Reserve says Americans owe more than $1.7 trillion in student loans as of the third quarter of 2021. America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman, will join us in January, and he'll focus in on this with some further in-depth information on student loans and what you need to know. Springfield City Hall and all municipal buildings will be closed on Friday, December 24th, in observance of Christmas, and Friday, December 31st, in observance of New Year's. Now, in addition to this, the DPW would like to remind you that trash, recycling, and scheduled bulk appointments will be picked up as normal on Christmas Eve, Friday the 24th, and New Year's Eve, Friday the 31st. Well, there you have it, and now it's off to the Majestic Theater in West Springfield for me this evening. for the last two performances, tonight and tomorrow night, of Home for the Holidays. A joy for me every year. And if there are tickets still available, you should grab them. And the number for the box office at the Majestic is 413-ARIA, 747-7797. 747-7797. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again. Ho, 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 and out.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.